So yesterday, we discussed the pashtus of the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Rabbi Yehoshua stands on it in the famous story of Tanor Shel Achnai. So Rabbi Yehoshua stands up when Rabbi Eliezer says, Bas Kol Yochichu, the Bas Kol is going to prove my side. So Rabbi Yehoshua stood up and he said, Lo b'shamayimi kfar nitna Torah liYisrael. We're not bringing a raya from a Bas Kol. Torah was already given over to Klal Yisrael, and therefore your Bas Kol is meaningless. And we discussed how the Chinuch and the Ran, or at least the Chinuch, connects this with Lo Sosor, and how the mitzvah HaTorah is to follow the Sanhedrin, to follow the rabbinic authority of the generation. And Torah was given over to us. It was given over to Klal Yisrael, given over to the Gedolei Ador in order to decide the halacha questions. And we don't rely on a Bas Kol. And we said that the Rambam, we saw the Rambam inside, the Rambam notes that the analysis or the conclusions that were reached by Yehoshua and Pinchas, since Moshe Rabbeinu was already not alive, as the Gemara in Tumura says was the cutoff date, once Moshe Rabbeinu is not alive anymore, Nevuah no longer plays a role in the giving of Torah. Kol zman that Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, Nevuah played a role. But once Moshe Rabbeinu dies, and a Navi Rashai L'chadish Davar Me'anta, no Navi is able to be Mechadish anything based on Nevuah, and therefore Yehoshua, after Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua, any halachic conclusions he came to were through the same methods that Rabba and Abaye, Ravina and Ravashi used. And that is analysis of the Torah. There is no role for Bas Kol. This is what the Rambam writes in his Hakdamah the Pesach Mishnayis. He also writes it in Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Tes. The Rambam, in the beginning of the Perek, in Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Tes, says that the Navi's not allowed to add any mitzvos. And we said that that has a very significant historical significance, a very great historical significance, because Christianity and Islam are attempting to change, to add, to take away. So the Rambam stresses that in the beginning of Perek Tes. And then in Halacha Dalid, the Rambam says in Perek Tes, if the Navi tries to change anything from Dinei Torah, even if he wants to say that Hashem said this is the halacha, or the halacha is kedivrei ploni, harezen Navi sheker v'yichonek. Ava v'yishasa os, sharei bola hachish ha-Torah, sha'amar lo b'shamayim hi. Because he's going against the Torah. He's going against the Torah. Even if he says the psak is like this, im okar dover midvarim shalamadnu mipi ha-shmua, o sha'amar midin, B'din midinei Torah, Shashem tzivalo, shadin kachu. If a person says, I'm a Navi, and I got a Nevuah, that the halacha is as follows, such a person is a Navi Sheker, because he's uprooting what it says, lo b'shamayim hi. Which means that you see in the Rambam here, that lo b'shamayim hi tells us, not only that we can't add and take away from the Torah, but we can't even paskin based on Nevuah. Okay, that's what the Rambam writes. Now, we noted from Rabbeinu Bechai that there are many forms of Nevuah. Nevuah takes different forms. There could be explicit Nevuah. There can be Bas Kol. There can be Urim V'Tumim. And when you look in these different sugyas, these different areas, so you see the Mefarshim also coming down along the lines of the Rambam. So for instance, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, you have a Gemara Shabbos over there?
Thank you.
I imagine you guys all got a chance to see these Makoros? Yeah? You got the guy, people got to the second sheet or no?
Yeah.
Just
Shabbos.
Just Shabbos. So the Gemara on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, Boy Mine. So he has a whole question here. Can you write Filan Al Gabe Or Shel Dag Tor? It's okay when Eliyahu comes. What does it make a difference when Eliyahu comes? How's that gonna affect things? So Rashi says, Heter ve'isser ein toloi bo de lo b'shamayim hi. So Eliyahu HaNavi is not allowed to rule in Isser v'Heter. So that's what the Gemara means. Well, what's Eliyahu HaNavi have to do with this? Because Rashi says, Lo b'shamayim hi. Quote, he makes reference to our sugya. Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't make a difference. Now, Avi asked very astutely this morning, well, then what about tekus in the Gemara? Where says teku? What's teku stand for? So a teku, first of all, in modern Hebrew, teku means a stalemate. A teku, a stalemate. So it could be that teku just means it's an open question. Stalemate, I don't know, good question. But as many of us know, that some suggest, what does teku stand for? Tishbi yitaretz kushnos ve'albayos. That Eliyahu HaNavi is going to answer the questions. How can we have a principle that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and answer the questions? Lo b'shamayim, this is Mefurish Rashi here in Shabbos Kufches. Eliyahu HaNavi is not able to, b'ser v'heter. So, first of all, it's an interesting Sam Sofer. The Sam Sofer says, there's two dinim in Eliyahu HaNavi. If you're talking to Eliyahu HaNavi as like a malach coming down, say, Nachanami, we can't rely on him. But who said Bachris Hayam when Eliyahu HaNavi comes down, he's going to be a malach? Maybe he's going to come down as a Talmud Chacham. He's going to be a leader. And as a Talmud Chacham, he can answer the question. Tishbi Yitaretz Kushios doesn't mean the Malach Eliyahu is going to come and magically tell us the answer. It means Bachris Hayamim, there'll be Tchias HaMeisim, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, he's going to paskin up the sugya. The Panovich Yerov actually even said that's why it says Tishbi. Why doesn't it say Eliyahu? It says Tishbi. It says Eliyahu is a Navi. It says Tishbi, that's a Talmud Chacham. He's a Talmud Chacham. He's going to come, he's going to paskin up the sugya based on analysis. The Maritz Chias also has a discussion, Mamar Eliyahu, he has a piece called Mamar Eliyahu. He says there also that Eliyahu HaNavi coming and paskining up Shiloh always means, like what the Rambam writes in Akhtamar HaPeresh Mishnayis, it means there's a Talmud Chacham he's going to paskin. Not that he's going to give us a magical answer based on Nevuah. Questions, yeah.
So why specifically Eliyahu?
Okay, good question, I don't know. Yeah.
What do we mean with respect when we say Minyak HaShem Eliyahu? What do we mean in the first paragraph where we say Minyak HaShem Eliyahu?
So, it's going to be, says it's Munach Acho Avu Eliyahu, so it means he's going to have to, you're saying there it's not halacha question, so maybe that's not even a problem. Maybe Eliyahu Navi has the koach to be able to determine non-halachic things. He's not able to tell us halacha, because Lo B'Shamayim, there's just a Matthias question. It's a Matthias question. Whose was it? Not, it wasn't a suffix in halacha. No, he's a Navi. He's definitely a Navi. Eliyahu Navi. He's a Navi. What? He's not paskening a halachic shaila, meaning he's paskening mitzias. What happened? That's a little bit with Urim and Tumim. It was brought up. Someone, Rashi. I don't know if you got a chance to see it. Rashi in the sugya and Erevin on Mem Hayam and Aleph. So Rashi, you have a Erevin over there also. Wow, you're good. Justin asked earlier, what about Urim V'Tumim? You see that in Tanakh, they're always using the Urim V'Tumim regarding should we go to war, should we not go to war? So the Gemara in Erevin on Mem Hamad Aleph talks about Vayishal David, should I go and fight against the Plishtim or not? And the response was, go ahead. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand, what was he asking exactly? Right? Justin, this is addressing your question directly. So the Gemara here in Erevin Memhe says, what do you mean David asked, should I fight against the Plishtim? What do you mean, should I fight against the Plishtim? E Shari E Isser Usser, if he was asking, is it mutter to go to war? Hare Beistino Shal Shmuel HaRamasi Kayim. Go to Beistin. Don't ask Hashem. Go to Beistin. Rather, he was asking, will I be matzliach or will I not be matzliach? Rashi comments on the line in the Gemara. Shmuel's Beis Din existed. Go to Shmuel's Beis Din, says Rashi, because midei de iser v'heter lo mishaylei ba'orim umim v'tumim. We don't ask the Urim V'Tumim halachic shaylos. We can ask them maybe a metzias, like, will we be successful? I'd like b'derech nevuah. Will we be successful at war? Maybe that's okay, Eli. But the question of, is it mutter? This Gemara is mefurish. Go to the Beis Din of Shmuel. So we see Eliyahu HaNavi, not for halacha. Eliyahu HaNavi, maybe for mitzias. Good, munach, Eliyahu. Maran Laman Zayim. Or, reference in the beginning of the Masechta. Or, when it comes to Urim V'Tumim, we're not going to do it for halacha. We're going to do it maybe for mitzias or for hatzlacha. Yeah.
I once heard somewhere that took the two by you, and he's going to ask them, is it yours, is it yours? And they're not going to lie to him.
So I think that's Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan says that it's not that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to paskin, it's that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to put them in a situation where they're not going to be able to lie. And therefore, the clarity will end up being, it'll end up being clarified. Okay, it's a nice pshat, it's a nice idea, but what's the bottom line of it? What's it based upon?
No, Munach.
Munach doesn't mean Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and say it's his and not his. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be like, okay, let's open up this case again. And with Eliyahu HaNavi is the Dayan, you're not going to argue with him. I've heard that, I don't know if it was Rav Elchanan, I heard it from someone, but the principle there is Eliyahu HaNavi cannot paskin.
No, but no one's going to lie. Right.
So he's not going to paskin. Rather, it doesn't mean he's going to paskin. The idea of everything we're saying is that Teiku, Achav, it means Eliyahu is not going to paskin based on Nevuah. Either because it's not a psak, it's Metzius, or because he's not going to paskin, he's going to be in some situation where they're going to end up coming and telling the truth. Okay. There's a very famous Raivid in Hilchos Sukkah Lulav, where there's a discussion about a hadas, and the Raivid comes and says, what was the Lashon? Kfar Hofia Ruach HaKodesh for Beis Midrashenu. Where was it? In Hilchos Sukkah? Sukkah Lulav Chesed. It's really Hilchos Shofar Sukkah Lulav, right? They don't each get their own section of halacha. The first two parakim are about Shofar, the next few are about Sukkah, and then Lulav. So Ches, hey, says the Raivid. The Rambam says a hadash shenektam rosho is kosher. Says the Raivid. Kfar, kosev a Raivid. Kfar hofia ruach hakodesh bebeis medrashenu. Ruach hakodesh has appeared in our beis medrash. Mikama shanim, for a long time already. Ve'elinu shu pasol kestam nesnisim. And it's very clear, and the result was that it's pasol. Now, the question is, what in the world does the Raivid mean by this when he says, Ruach HaKodesh kfar hofia bebeis midrashenu? And the Ramban comments on this and says, it's quoted here by some of the other Mefarshim that I gave you, who quotes it, I think maybe the Magid Mishnah, that the Ramban argued. So there's a debate here between the Mari Ben Leib and the Kapos Tamarim, how to understand what exactly went on here. The Mari Ben Leib says, for sure, this is literal, and Einachanami, there was Ruach HaKodesh for Beis Midrasho, Shalah Raifid. But the Ramban argued with him, you know why? Because Lo B'Shamayim Hi, which means you can get Nevuah, but we're not bound by the Nevuah. Granted, you had Nevuah, very nice, but we're not bound by that Nevuah, and if I want to argue, I can argue. The Kapos Tamarim says, no, it's not literal. It's Svara. It just means that he really likes his Svara, so he calls it Ruach HaKodesh. What does Ruach HaKodesh mean? Ruach HaKodesh means we had tremendous Siyata D'Shmaya. Someone says, like, I got to tell you, I had amazing, Mamashi came down, right, when Shlomo Katz is giving a concert, and he goes, holy brothers, I was sitting outside my house, and I was looking at the stars, and a niganit Mamashi just came down. It mamish just came down, my brothers. Let me tell you what came down. So what does it mean he came down? He had a Nevuah? It doesn't mean he had a Nevuah. It means he got inspired. It means he had an amazing shot. So he says, oh, this is mamish. Ari, what I'm about to tell you right now is mamish Torah Misinai. When someone says, this is mamish Torah Misinai, he doesn't mean it literally. It's a figure of speech. And in fact, if you look in the Kapos Tamarim notes, that if you look in the Raivid Sefer Tzmimdeim, so he gives a whole shtickle Torah about why he holds that way. What do you mean? I thought it was Ruach HaKodesh. How come in his Sefer the Tzmimdeim, the Raivid gives a whole explanation, al pi svara, of why he holds the way he holds? I thought it was Ruach HaKodesh. Says the Kapos Tamarim, you see that he wasn't really doing it based on Nevuah. He was doing it based on Hanach Halachic analysis. When he wrote his Ha'aras on the Rambam, which were just short little Ha'aras, he wrote, oh, I got a Gevaldic aura here, an Einfall, and I know that this is not the right psak. But he doesn't literally mean Ruach HaKodesh.
Very Raivid, like, introduce his thing with, like, some...
You mean he speaks in very grandiose terms,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he always does that.
So here also, he's speaking in hyperbolic language. He's speaking in poetic language. He doesn't mean it literally. So that discussion there between the Ma'ariv ben Leib and the Kapos Tamarim, it's interesting, but it sounds like everyone's agreeing, lo b'shamayim, meaning even if you assume that it was Nevuah, that's what he means, that still doesn't stop the Ramban from arguing on him. If it wasn't Nevuah, then of course the Ramban would argue on it. Even if it is Nevuah, the Ramban can argue on him because of lo b'shamayim. There's one other Gemara, the interesting Gemara, the Gemara in Bava Basra, says that Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, but not from Talmidei Chachamim. And what does that mean? Talmid Chacham can use Nevuah. So the Ramban, same Ramban, comments and says, this doesn't mean that the Talmid Chacham has literally Nevuah. What it means is that he has a certain Siyata D'Shmaya, he has a certain Chush, right? Sometimes a Rav will say, like, listen, I don't have a Raya for this, but Levi Amar Li, I have a chush from learning, my Das Torah, whatever you want to call it. I've been learning a lot. I have a chush that this is pshat. I don't have a raya. So that's what it means. It doesn't mean literally that the Talmud Chacham has nevuah, but it means that he has a certain feeling, a certain hargosha that he's correct. That lashon l'Rambam. Ava bishem not l'nevuas hanaviyim shu mara v'chazon. It's an actual vision. Nevuas hachachamim. Shehi b'derech ha-chochma lo natla. Ela yodim ha-emes b'ruach ha-kodesh shebekirba. What does it mean, ruach ha-kodesh shebekirba? Sounds like, it doesn't literally mean ruach ha-kodesh. It means that they have this inside feeling that what they're saying is correct. They have a chush for getting to the pshat. Okay. So, up until now, everything we've basically seen has been championing the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Lo b'shamayim hi means we don't use Nevuah, we don't use Eliyahu Navi, we don't use Urim V'Tumim. Halachic analysis is the way you go. However, the Balei Tosfos on our sugya address the issue of the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin tells us, thank you, where are we here? Daf Yud Gimel, correct? Gemara says, Shalosh shanim nechelku beishamay beishillel halalu amra halacha kemoseinu v'halalu amra halacha kemoseinu yotza bas kol v'amra elu v'elu dibe elokim chayim v'halacha kebeishillel v'me'achas she'elu v'elu dibe elokim chayim. Why? And they're both right. So then why is halacha like beishillel? They're both right. So it could be like beishamay just as much as it could be like beishillel. Mivnei shenochin v'aluvin hayu v'shonin divreim v'dibre beishamay. They were pleasant. They were humble. They didn't only teach their own halacha. They also taught Beis Shammai's opinion. When they gave shir, they didn't just say their approach. They also gave Beis Shammai's approach. And not only that, Ella Shemagdimin Debrei Beis Shammai LeDebreihem, they even gave greater honor by first teaching Beis Shammai's approach. They didn't say, oh, this is my approach. Oh, and by the way, Beis Shammai disagrees. No, they started by giving Beis Shammai's approach. They said, could be, perhaps, you can argue on this and give a different understanding. That's the reason why we were Kobe Halacha Kamosa.
I think
both
you're right.
So we quoted yesterday from the Ritva and the Ramban in his Hakdamah to the Melchamas Hashem that when it comes to Halacha, you don't have black and white Raya like 2 plus 2 equals 4. And therefore this one, it's Pasul or it's not Pasul. You build an argument. That's what the Ramban writes. The Ramban writes in his Hakdamah to the Melchamas Hashem, nothing I'm going to write in my Sefer is going to be absolutely irrefutable. Because that's the nature of Limud HaTorah. Nature of Limud HaTorah is, and it's like someone says, like, this is the Hashkafa of the Torah because I have a Medrash that says like this. Well, that's one Medrash. There are 30 Medrashim that say something else. You have to somehow be able to look at the broader picture and come up with a theory. So the Ramban writes, that's the nature of Talmud Torah. The nature of Talmud Torah. Obviously, there's certain things that are right or wrong. Like, you can't build on Shabbos. There's a malacha called binyan. But even that's a question, because what binyan what? Binyan bekelim, binyan bekarka, machloksim.
When you're talking about these things that are in a direct conflict with each other.
So it might be when it comes to mitzias issues, so that then we don't say elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. But even there, it's not 100% clear. Like, for instance, the Gemara in Gittin wants to know, why did Pilegesh Begiva start? So it says, one says because of this event, and one says because of that event. Okay? So sounds like it's a machlokes. The Gemara says elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. Tosfos asks, how can it be elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim? Either it was that event or it was this event. So Tosfos says, no, both events happened. Question is, which was the one that broke? Was the straw that broke the camel's back?
our case, we're asking halacha, what do you do? And they're the exact opposite things.
Because one says that it's kosher, one says it's not kosher. Why is it kosher? Because I have a gemara that has a raya that says it's kosher. You have a raya that says that it's pasul. So there's a third gemara. How do you read that third gemara? Is that third gemara more of a raya for kosher, more of a raya for pasul? And you have to build a case. That's why you have tshuvas. I mean, you should be bothered by this all the time then, because you have a question about something on Shabbos. Rav Moshe comes out, it's okay, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says not okay.
That's not a pasul coming out from Shmantri.
We said that about the machlokas Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Eilu ve'elu kim chayim. But we have to paskin. We assume in general. The Gemara says Elu Velu Devar Lokim Chayim by a lot of places. It says that Torah has Shim Panam La Torah, and this 49 ways to make Elu Velu Devar Lokim Chayim. The Gemara says that in many places. It doesn't just say it by Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Elu Velu Devar Lokim Chayim. But we have to come to a decision. Why? Because that's the nature of Talmud Torah. And this is all of our sugya, Lo B'Shamayim, that Hashem gives us lots of different material in order so that we can arrive at, through analysis, arrive at a conclusion. Okay. So we have this Gemara in Erevin that says, Halacha is like Beis Hillel. Why is Halacha like Beis Hillel? Because of a Baskol. Okay. That sounds like we go with Baskols. How do you understand that in light of our Gemara, which seemingly endorses Rabbi Yoshua's position, that ain't Mashkichin B'Baskol? Stira and Sugyas, Bava Metzia versus Erevin. So Tosos gives two answers. Tosos, in general, their approach is that Tosos is willing to rely on Baskos, even to Paskin Halacha. The first answer in Tosos is Enochanami. Really, we go with the Gemara and Erevin. We can Paskin based on a Baskol. Hacha, shiny. Our Gemara in Bava Metzia is an exception. Why is our Gemara in Bava Metzia an exception? Because our Gemara, to go with the Baskol, would be going against the Torah. The Torah already paskind, Achrei Rabim Lahatos. You can't use the Baskol to go against the Torah, but if there's a Safek, you're allowed to be poshe the Safek based on a Baskol. You're allowed to be poshein a suffix based on a baskol. So the first answer of Tosos is, you want to know, do we go with baskols or do we not go on baskols? Well, it sort of depends. What's the baskol doing? If the baskol is going up against the Torah, then we go with the Torah. But if there's a suffix, we don't have a clear psak, then you're allowed to use a baskol in order to clarify that psak. That's the first approach of Tosos. According to that, when our Gemara says, lo b'shamayimi, kfar nitna Torah, what's the Lashon? Misinai. The Torah was already given. What does that mean? All that means is the Torah was already given, so you can't go against the Torah. Rabbi Eliezer was trying to go against the rabbin. So Rabbi Yoshua stood up and Rabbi Yoshua said, we're not listening to a baskol because that's going to go against the Torah. Kfar nitna Torah. Kfar nitna Torah doesn't mean we can't use baskols. Right? That's how the Rambam learned kfar nitna Torah. The Rambam learned lo b'shamayimi, find it in the Torah is this very broad statement, meaning we never listen to baskols. You know why? Torah was given to man. It wasn't left in Shemayim. It was given to man, so baskols are nothing. Tosa says that's not what it means. It means find it in the Torah. So you can't go against the Torah, but if it's an area that's not paskined up, you have a suffix, you can use a baskol for a suffix. So here we have a suffix in Erevin. Why? Because it's true that on the one hand, the Beis Hillel were the Rabbim, but the Beis Shammai were considered bigger Talmidei Chachamim. They were sharper. They were more, their analysis was better. So who do you go with? Do you go with the Rov in terms of people, or do you go with the, even if they're Miyah, but they're sharper? So the Baskol said, oh, that's a Suffolk, you're right, because the Torah just says Echor Rabbim Lahatos. But we don't know. Does Rabbim mean any Rabbim? Or does Rabbim only mean when they're equal, you go with the Rabbim. But if one's smarter, you go with the smarter ones. That's a suffix. That we can clarify based on a baskol. But we would never use a baskol against the Rabbim. Okay, against the Torah. That's Tosfos' first approach. Tosfos then gives a second approach. And Tosfos says, same general approach. This Gemara in Bava Metzia is an exception. Why is it an exception? Because it's not a real baskol. What do you mean it's not a real baskol? A real baskol is when there's a machlokas, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Hashem just like voices his opinion. Then that's a real baskol, and of course we'll go with that. We might even go against that with that against the Torah. If there's a baskol, maybe we'll go with it. In our sugya and Bava Metzia, there was no baskol, really. It's just that Rabbi Eliezer initiated and called it out and said, if I'm right, Hashem, send a baskol. Okay, listen, Hashem didn't want, you know, Hashem never would have sent the baskol. But if Rabbi Eliezer is already calling it out, Rabbi Eliezer, b'kshum kvodo shir Rabbi Eliezer, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the baskol. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu never would have, Kaviyachol, sent the baskol if it wasn't for the fact that Rabbi Eliezer called it out in Mishum Kvodo. But it's not a real baskol. If it was a real baskol, we would follow it. And therefore, you want to know in Erevin why we follow the baskol? Because that was a real baskol. So according to both answers of Tosfos, we follow baskols. According to the first answer of Tosfos, it's limited when we follow them. We only follow them if they're not going straight up against the Torah. According to the second answer in Tosfos, we go with them, maybe even straight up against the Torah. But it just has to be a real baskol. And in this case, this was an exception because it wasn't a real baskol. Tosfos then at the end raises the fact that there's a Gemara in Yevamos and there's a Gemara in Brachos. I gave you the Gemara in Brachos because it's a little bit less invasive. But it's basically the same Gemara in Yevamos, just with a different case, where the Gemara, let's take the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos has a Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai and says, Halacha k'Beis Hillel. The Gemara itself asks, why did the Braisa need to say Halacha k'Beis Hillel? We know Halacha k'Beis Hillel. Wasn't there a baskol in Maseches Erevin that says Halacha is always like Beis Hillel? So why does the Braisa in Brachos have to go out of its way and say Halacha is like Beis Hillel? Of course Halacha is like Beis Hillel. So first the Gemara says, yeah, maybe it was before the baskol story. One possibility. Second possibility, this Braisa is for Rabbi Yoshua who doesn't hold a baskol. Lo mashgicha de baskol. Now what does that sound like? That sounds like not the way Tosfos learns. How did Tosfos learn the Gemara in Bava Metzia? Normally we go with baskols. So the Gemara of Erevin is good. Gemara in Erevin, baskol, we pass the night Beis Hillel. How come Rabbi Yoshua made such a big stink in Bava Metzia and said, no, lo mashkichin bebaskol, lo b'shamayim hi? That was because of the very specific situation in Bava Metzia. Either because it was against the Torah, or because it wasn't a real baskol, it was just Mishum Kvodo Shel Rabbi Eliezer. But according to Tosfos' first two answers, what would Rabbi Yoshua say about Erevin? Erevin's great. Erevin's not against the Torah. Erevin's not Mishum Kvodo Shel anybody. So Erevin's great, we accept the baskol. But yet the Gemara in Brachos says this sweeping statement, oh, this Bryce is like Rabbi Yoshua who doesn't hold the baskols. It sounds like across the board he doesn't hold like baskols. So that's what's bothering our Tosfos. And Tosfos answers and says, in Achanami, Rabbi Yoshua doesn't hold the baskols at all. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yoshua. We paskin that we do follow baskols. The Haraya, that's why we paskin like Beis Hillel. Because we do follow baskols. Oh, what about Bava Metzia? So I already told you, Bava Metzia is an exception. It's not a good baskol, or it's a baskol against the Torah. But, meaning, Tosfos is pointing out, you have to do a double cheshvin. Cheshvin number one is for us. Not for Rabbi Yoshua. For us, lahalacha. We have the Gemara in Erevin. Sounds like we follow baskols. We have the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Sounds like we don't follow baskols. How do we work those two things out? You know how we work those out? By downplaying Bava Metzia. We really accept baskols. Bava Metzia, it wasn't a real baskol. Oh, it was a baskol that went against the Torah, but any other baskol we would follow. But that's not necessarily Rabbi Yoshua Shita. That might be Rabbi Yoshua Shita. But the Gemara in Brachos implies that that's not Rabbi Yoshua Shita. Rabbi Yoshua Taka never accepts baskols.
Well, why can't you just say that saying Mahadami? The reason why it's not posh is because men had a Mahadami to say that Rabbi Yoshua doesn't hold like baskols with Chlap.
No, because the Gemara ends there. The Gemara says, in Achanami, the reason why the Braisa says Halacha k'Beis Hillel is because Rabbi Yoshua doesn't accept baskols. So it ends up coming out, we have three ways to look at baskols when we finish this Tosfos. Either we follow baskols as long as they don't go against the Torah, we follow baskols as long as they're real baskols, or the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. We don't follow baskols at all. We don't follow baskols at all, because lo b'shamayim he. Now, according to that, does Rabbi Yeshua hold like Beis Hillel? Well, he might or he might not. What do you mean? First of all, it's Gemara in Chagiga that makes it sound like he paskins like Beis Shammai. Then again, we have this Gemara in Brachos that says, Halachas ke Beis Hillel, why are we saying that? For Rabbi Yeshua doesn't accept baskols. Is there any other way to accept Beis Hillel? So the truth is, the Gemara in Erevin is very funny. Why is the Gemara in Erevin very funny? Because it says, there's a baskol that said Halachas ke Beis Hillel. Why? What do you mean, why? Because the baskol. Because they're nicer, because they're gentler, because they were mechabed Beis Shammai. What do you mean? Just say it's because of the baskol. So already in the Gemara itself in Erevin, is it really because of the baskol? Or is it because they're nicer, because they're gentler? Meaning maybe the baskol was just coming and informing us of something that we knew already. We knew there was good reason to pass in like Beis Hillel, and the baskol came and just gave us the geshpanka. Okay. Lamaisa, this seems to all go against the Rambam. And this is what the Kesef Mishnah points out. Meaning, for the Rambam seems to hold like the pure Rabbi Yoshua. What do I mean by the pure Rabbi Yoshua? We don't listen to baskols at all, right? The Tosfos and Brachos even brings up the possibility that Rabbi Yoshua, just to make things even a step more complicated, Rabbi Yoshua might agree with all of our analysis, meaning we normally do hold like baskols, right? Like, this is the question. Sholmstra and I were discussing this. I know it's so hot in here. It's really hard. I know. I'm sorry. When Rabbi Yoshua stood up, and Rabbi Yoshua declared and said, we don't listen to baskols. Did he mean in this situation we don't? Or did he mean in general? Now, why would you argue that he meant it in general? Because the Gemara in Brachos, in another context, says, oh, this is Shitas Rabbi Yoshua who doesn't hold the baskols. That makes it sound like Rabbi Yoshua wasn't saying it locally in Bava Metzia. He was saying it across the board, in general. So Tosfos in Brachos says, no, Rabbi Yoshua was really only saying it above Metzia. But the Tana here in Brachos was like Rabbi Yoshua on steroids. He was Rabbi Yoshua, he took Rabbi Yoshua's Shita and went much further with it. So it still remains a little bit of an open question what Rabbi Yoshua himself held. But the Rambam seemingly learned Rabbi Yoshua as a blanket statement. What do I mean by that as a blanket statement? We never listen to baskols. So if we wanted to now take a step back, three shitas, okay? This is a hard avoda right now to pay attention even in the boiling hot heat. Or maybe it's just me because I'm jumping around the room. But I am very hot right now. But we're gonna try to push through. We have 11 more minutes. We're going to try to push through. We're going to get to really interesting stuff, so maybe that'll keep you focused. In the end of the day, it sounds like we have three shitas. Two shitas in Tosfos and one shita of the Rambam. We never listen to baskols, that's the Rambam. We listen to baskols as long as they don't go against the Torah, or we listen to baskols as long as they're real bona fide baskols. Those are the two shitas in Tosfos. The Kesef Mishnah asks on the Rambam, how could you possibly maintain that we don't hold like baskols? What about Erevin? What about the fact that we paskin like Beis Hillel? And the Rambam paskins like Beis Hillel in general. So, and don't tell me, says the Kesef Mishnah, Tosfos' fancy footwork. Because Tosfos' fancy footwork basically ends up coming out that we do hold like baskols. Right? That's what Tosfos said. Oh, in Bava Metzia we did it for this reason. So don't tell me that because there's no indication anywhere in the Rambam that that's the case. In fact, the Rambam is pretty stark where he keeps saying we don't paskin based on baskols. And therefore he leaves his tzarachian on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam feel so confident always paskining like Beis Hillel if he doesn't accept baskols? Now the sheet of the Bali Tosfos. Because they're right. That's right. Because they're the rove and they're nicer and they're sweeter. Right. That would have to be the answer. Now it's interesting. The Bali Tosfos, this sheet of the Bali Tosfos, these two sheets of the Bali Tosfos, it seems like this was not just a theoretic sheet that they held like, but they actually held this lemaisa. What do I mean by that? We have a number of cases here that I gave you on the sheet. For instance, in the Shilos and Shuvos of the Ravon. The Ravon was one of the Ashkenazi Rishonim from the period of the Bali Tosfos. He's a contemporary of Rabbeinu Tam. And he writes here that in the year Tuf Kuf Yud Beis, Ira Maisa Shehotzi Chosni Eliakim Yayin Michavis Lekli Katan Sheshasmi Minagoy Yayin Kasher. There was some suffix about a kli that had been used for Yayin Nesach, and now he poured wine into it. And it was unclear, was there any like Yayin Nesach left over? And it ushered the wine. So I asked him a question, and I asked if it was dry, and he said yes. L'maisa, it was Shabbos, and I matired drinking the wine. So we drank the wine. After that, I took my Shabbos afternoon, I took my shluf, Shabbos afternoon shluf, and in my dream, Moiri Chami, my father-in-law, came to me, and he quoted a pasuk in Amos about eating and drinking, tarfus. Quoted me a pasuk in my dream. So I woke up and I realized that this was a message to me that the wine that we had just drank in was really Yayin Nesach. So he says, what did I do? I fasted, and I ushered all the wine, and I fasted, and I realized that my psak was wrong. So, interestingly, we have one of the Bali Tosfos, or someone from the Tkuf of the Bali Tosfos in that general vicinity of Europe, who is paskening based on a dream. Whatever happened to Lo B'Shamayim, he? How's he paskening based on a dream? But the truth is, it's not really such a good raya. Because if you look in the case, what does he say he did after he got the dream? He says that after he got the dream, he decided to do a test. And from his test, he realized that there was a very good chance that really there was Yayin Nesach left over in the cup. Meaning, and I think this is a very important hashkafic point, how do we respond when we see a sign? People will ask sometimes, like, oh, no, I was on my way to go and propose to the girl, and I got a flat tire on the way. Maybe it's a sign I shouldn't propose to her. So I always say, listen, I don't know how to read signs. I don't know about signs. I could tell you that I don't think, because maybe you're right. Maybe it's a sign you shouldn't marry her. But maybe she's so the right one for you, and your child is going to be Mashiach, that this is the Satan coming and trying to prevent you. And therefore, you need to tell yourself, despite the fact I got the flat tire, I'm going to push ahead. You have no idea what the sign is. And therefore, if you want to respond to a sign, I think the only proper response is to say, you know what? Let me reconsider my analysis. If my analysis again tells me that I'm doing the right thing, so continue. We're not a superstition religion. So it's interesting here. He got the dream. He didn't wake up from the dream, the Ravon, and say, that's it, the wine is treif. He said, maybe I should look back into the psak. He looked back into the psak, and he arrived at the conclusion that he had made a wrong psak. We have again here in the Orzarua, the Tashbates, they also report a case of, there was a discussion about a certain type of fish, a balbuta or a barbuta, certain type of fish. And there was a debate if it was kosher or not. And Rav Ephraim of Regensburg writes that he was matir it and he allowed people to eat it. And he had a dream that night that an old man with a long white beard came to him with a plate full of worms and bugs. And he said, here, have something to eat. And in his dream, he's like, why would I eat that? He's like, well, why is that any different than the fish you ate this afternoon? And he realized, like, whoa, this is obviously a very clear sign that that I made a wrong psak. In this case, you don't see him reanalyzing it. He just breaks the dishes and he says that it's a problem. So you do see, at least the Bali Tosos, which would be the Shitosim and how they paskin in our sugya, that they're willing to paskin, or at least a dream, which the Gemara tells us is some percentage of nevuah. They're at least more open to the role of dreams. There's a very fascinating sefer that some of you are familiar with, called Childs and Shuvas Min HaShamayim, Rav Yaakov of Marvej, one of the Bali Tosfos also. And the whole sefer are Childs and Shuvas that he asked before he went to sleep, and he got in his dream, he got a psak in his dream. And he writes out the psak in the sefer. So first of all, it's interesting. I mean, it's very, very interesting that many, many of his psakim, we don't hold like. many of his psukim are actually not halacha lamaisa, at least Ashkenazim, that Ashkenazim do not paskin like most of his psukim. So it's a great raya that even if you want to say the dream was really nevuah, even if it was really nevuah, I mean, it is possible that if a person's studying a sugya all day, what are they going to dream about? They're going to dream about the sugya, right? That's a nice, good way to test. How's your, how much are you really connected to the sugya that you're learning? What are you dreaming about? Danny, what did you dream about last night? So if you dreamed about the sugya, you know, don't answer. If you dreamed about the sugya, that's a great sign that your mind is mamish fully engrossed in the sugya that you learned yesterday. But this is like the Ramban that we saw with Mari Ben Leib, that even if the Ravid got nevuah, we're not bound by that. End with one contemporary discussion on this topic. Someone asked Rav Moshe Sternbach, can you drink coffee with milk in the morning if you ate, you know, this is like a camp, Shaila. You do like the 2 o'clock in the morning barbecue, 3 o'clock in the morning barbecue, and then you wake up for davening early, 7 o'clock in the morning, and it hasn't been 6 hours yet, and you want to have a cup of coffee. What's the Shaila? So there were those who argued that since the 6 hours is in order to allow digestion, the body digests at different rates when you're sleeping than when you're awake. And therefore, maybe you don't have to wait the full 6 hours if you've slept. So he writes here that in the Chassam Sofer, paskin this way, and he paskin this way for himself, and he poured himself a cup of coffee, and as he was about to drink the coffee spilled. And he realized that it was a sign, and he decided not to paskin that way. Asks Rav Moshe Sternbach, about Tzarach Birur, Tzalo b'shamayim he. How can you paskin based on simanim in Hashamayim? So he says, yeah, that's true, that's the general psak, but we can't ask kashas on the Chassam Sofer. And if the Chassam Sofer had some type of hargosha based on what happened to him, that maybe he hadn't paskin correctly, and then he adds in ubiru shuv ha'alacha, and he reanalyzed the halacha and realized that maybe he didn't make the right psak, so that's totally beseder. And then he quotes something that we heard from Rav Reish the Shabbos, that it was Mesupra Rabbeinu Hagra that he wanted to institute in his base medrash, that they would do duchening every day, and the night before that they were planning on doing it, he was arrested based on a false accusation. And he paskin based on that we shouldn't start redoing Birchas Kohanim. And he quotes here that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter asked on him, what are you talking about? Lo b'shamayim he. Be a man. If you're paskin that we're going to redo, I don't necessarily agree with your psak, that we should start redoing duchening every day. But if you want to paskin that way in Vilna, don't change just because something happened. Vein lashkiach al osos. He says, but it could be that it wasn't just Stam that the Gra saw this as a sign and therefore he changed his psak. But the Gra saw this as a sign to reconsider the situation, and he reconsidered the situation and he came to the conclusion that it wasn't the proper psak. Yes, questions?
That's also right over right, Shai, that the Gra student tried it again.